Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and I'm talking to you from the KKNW AM 1150 studio here in Seattle. And you may be listening on Transformation Talk Radio, Cable Radio Network, or WBLQ in the Northeast. Wherever you're listening from, welcome. I've got a fabulous show today. And today happens to be February 22nd, which is 2/22. Now, as many of you know, I am one of the co-creators of the 111 activation. It originally came through back in 2011 on 111.11, and so we called it the 111 activation. Well, when the next activation came through, I was intuitively guided to call it the 222 activation. And I just wanted to share with you today what 222 means. Doreen Virtue says that 222 means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And I just love that message because I feel like there have been a lot of people going through transition and their lives have been changing in various ways. And that letting go part can be difficult. So today's 222, live the message. How are you doing today, Benny?
Doing well, thank you, and welcome back once again for another week and fantastic show upon us.
Thank you. It's so much fun to be here in the studio. You know, I was doing this for, you know, quite a while via Skype, and now I get to come to the studio, and I get to see, you know, sort of behind-the-scenes stuff and connect with you, Benny, so I appreciate what you do.
Anytime, my pleasure. It's a little different aspect, isn't it?
It is. It's very different.
And you get a view, because most radio stations don't have views for the talent and hosts, so... Be privileged.
Oh, no. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful view, although there's a lot of raindrops in that window today.
It's liquid sunshine. That's what I look at.
There are many people out there who wait until they have a crisis to make real changes. They might wait for, you know, a health crisis, or it might be an abusive relationship that's just like put them over the edge. It might be getting fired. Most people wait until it gets to be that bad to listen to their soul. My guest today is an exception to that. She didn't wait until things were totally, you know, chaotic in her life before she listened to her soul's calling. My guest today is an intuitive empowerment coach. She's passionate about inspiring others to align with their true essence, to create a life of joy, love, and abundance. And this is something that she has learned through her journey of listening to her soul's calling. She shares her gifts through writing, speaking, photography, and painting. And she has a passion for inspiring others to soar to higher levels and discover the freedom that comes from living an authentic life. And authentic is the key. She's the author of A Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love. And here is what one of her clients has said. Angela is what I call a right now teacher. She tells you exactly what you need to know right now. And I think of her as a right now teacher because the information that she shares in her book and through her teachings is the information that we all need right now to step into our authenticity. I'm so excited to have her here today. Angela Bushman, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, as I said before at the intro here, you know, most people do wait until their lives are in total chaos before they actually begin to make changes and listen to that inner voice. You didn't do that. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. Well, I was starting to feel, you know, that I wasn't fulfilling my potential. And there definitely were signs along the way. The crisis hadn't really set in yet, but certainly starting to see the flags. And I think that's where... you know, we have a choice every day, don't we?
Right.
as to stay where we are or to kind of step beyond where we are into that scary territory of exploring more. And I can say that and laugh because we all know when I say that phrase, right? We all know that feeling.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the universe is here to assist us. It's really here to help guide us to be all that we can be and to live in our authentic life. And it will continually bring you the opportunities to do that. And what so many of us do so many times is out of fear, we just don't accept that invitation.
Right.
And so, you know, you'll continually be brought back the same opportunities, different opportunities to expand. And just when you're ready to move forward, then you can. But until then, you know, you're just going to keep getting stronger and stronger. And that's why, you know, so many people are taken to their knees, you know, before they're ready to say, uncle,
right.
Okay, I'm ready to try something different. And, you know, change is really a wonderful thing. It's all that there really is. You know, it's constantly, we're constantly giving the chance to evolve.
And you know, Angela, it seems like most people have the opposite opinion. They think change is terrible. They want things to remain the same.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it is. Because, and why is that? I mean,
I don't know.
We're comfortable, I guess, in what we know. And really, maybe it comes down to that. It comes down to that simple thread of, are you more comfortable with what you know? Are you more comfortable exploring what you don't know?
Right.
And I guess I'm just one of those souls that I'm just so inspired to constantly be jumping in the deep end into realms that I have no concept of what I'm doing. You know, but the beautiful thing about it is you have that beginner's mind.
Right.
And if you can really take those leaps of faith and continue to explore, boy, you're going to be living an entirely different life.
Yes. So tell us what happened. You know, you were a homemaker, right? Living in Scottsdale, Arizona, living life normally in a seemingly happy, you know, family unit. What happened?
Well, I just kind of started to disconnect. I started to disconnect from my life, from the journey, from the joy of it. And, okay, thinking, okay, this is what the world says is happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I put myself through college. I've got a degree. I was married. I had three amazing children. I lived in a, you know, great suburban lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And as I started to explore through many different avenues, actually, I started to realize there's so many parts of me that I'm just not claiming.
Ah.
And that's really when everything started to unfold.
Right. And these are parts of, I think everybody does this, you know. Like the late Debbie Ford talked a lot about, you know, embracing our shadow sides. But we also don't, we have a tendency not to embrace our gifts either.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really both of them that you need to explore because they both, you know, you need to understand all of those parts to bring wholeness to yourself. And that's really what this whole journey is about, is to own all of your parts, to explore all your parts, to own all your parts, to welcome all of your parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say the shadows and the gifts. And, you know, it is interesting that the gifts are so many times, as was with me, such a natural thing that you really don't even understand it. And so, you know, people kind of start showing it to you as you start to explore and tell you, well, you do this. You know, I actually met a healer one day, and he said, you know, you read people's minds. You can't just go into the room and start reading everybody's minds. I'm like, I do. So, well, don't other people do that too?
Right. So
you know,
it's just a natural part of it. So you took it for granted.
I did, because, you know, your gifts are what, you know, come so easily, actually.
Right.
And you don't really understand, you know, what is it that makes me different? So that's the joy of the journey, is finding all your pieces and what makes you this unique, beautiful soul. And once you have those pieces, you know, how am I going to run with that?
Mm-hmm. So how did you run with it once you began to claim aspects of yourself that you weren't claiming before?
Well, interesting, because one thing that did happen was I developed black masses in my thyroid.
Uh-huh.
And through the exploring of what was going on there, I found that, you know, as Louise Hay teaches us and has shown the world through the body system of showing us where our fears are, That was obviously my fear of speaking up, mm-hmm. of owning my gift and sharing it with the world. No one really understood me in that way. I wasn't showing myself in the way of being an intuitive and speaking out. And so the more I continued to do that, you know, it really shifted my life in so many ways. But what happens when you start to align really with what your true intention is, your true purpose, you're going to see your life shift. Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier in the show, you know, the letting go is sometimes the hardest part, but it's really so good for you because you're really growing and you can't wear those size, you know, 3 shoes that you wore when you were younger.
Oh, I love that. It's a beautiful analogy. Yes, because it doesn't allow us to walk very well, let alone run.
Very true. Even though you love those pink high tops or whatever they were, you can give thanks for them and know that they served you well. Right. And then let them go and let them serve, you know, whatever is on their journey. And you're going to walk forward in yours to serve the rest of your journey.
So there you were, beginning to embrace aspects of yourself, or at least face aspects of yourself. And you're living a life that many would envy. You know, from the outside, they'd say, oh, you've got, you know, a wonderful life. And so what's the problem? When we return, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners what you chose to do, because it was very courageous. And what has resulted, what has unfolded within your life is truly amazing, having taken that leap. But we're going to talk more about that when we return in just a moment.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirthed, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm having a fascinating conversation with Angela Bushman. She is the author of A Soul's Journey Home, and it's a wonderful book. I read it cover to cover, and it only took me a couple of days because I was just so enthralled, and I happened to have a cold at the time, and it's like, okay, well, it's nature's way of saying I've been pushing too hard, and it's time for me to have some quiet time. But it was a very healing and introspective kind of time because I was listening to Angela's story. And Angela, you know, stories are the way people learn, I believe, in terms of the kind of learning that converts to knowingness. And could you tell us a little bit more about your story?
Yes, I'd love to. That's why, actually, I wrote this first book as a memoir, because when I do so much coaching, actually, it is, you know, you can tell people the theory, but I so frequently get this blank stare back.
Right.
And then I say, okay, I'm going to talk about me. Can I tell you my story?
Yes.
And once you start to tell your story, you know, and as a teacher, we know this, right? You teach through example.
Right.
So it's in the storytelling that people can really see, you know, the theory in action. And, you know, it was good for me to kind of finally put the whole thing in a package and, and see, you know, the huge reward. The book actually spans over about 8 years.
Right.
And it starts with me in the tunnel. Uh-huh. I know you've told me that you like that analogy.
Yes, it's a beautiful analogy. Because so often when we let go of one thing, we have no clue exactly where we're going. And we feel like we're sort of in this limbo, in this darkness. But what did you leave? Before you started walking down that tunnel, what did you leave?
Well, the tunnel was really, you know, it's kind of a chapter. And, you know, it was kind of the beginning of me feeling so disconnected from the life. It was kind of like I knew I wasn't what I used to be, but I knew I wasn't what I was yet. So I was kind of in that dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And as I continued to walk through the tunnel and find my pieces, which is what the journey was, you know, eventually it led me to leaving the marriage that I had been in for 21 years, actually.
That's a long time.
A long time. And we were together even longer before that. So, you know, it was all I knew. It was really all I knew.
Uh-huh.
And, so big steps there, huge transition with three teenagers.
Yes. Well, I mean, that the family unit is all that they've known, and you shook up their world.
I did. You know, another analogy I use is I kept flipping the boat.
Right.
And as I would come to my truth and, you know, really, I mean, I explore, but I really sit with my decisions for a long time before I'll make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in my heart, you know, it's the right thing. I believe for my higher self and for everyone else's self. But, you know, what happens is that not everybody is always on the same page with you.
Right.
And
right.
At the same time. And that was such a huge process that I had to learn by going through it, is that, okay, I know where I am on my journey, and I have to allow everybody else to be where they are on their journey.
Mm.
They're not going to see this part of the journey right now in this moment the very way, same way that I'm seeing the journey. And you have to give everybody their space to, you know, to have that experience the way that they're wanting to have it at that time.
Uh-huh.
And that's really interesting, you know, to be true to your journey and have to allow everyone else to be where they are as well.
Right. Well, it means you have to be very secure in the path that you're taking, because that way you don't take it personally, you know, the other people's stuff, you know, their reaction to your choices. And I think it's very courageous, particularly for a mother to step forward on her own path. And I think it's a beautiful example to give your children. Yet it must have been very hard for you to walk through that fear associated with, what is it going to do to my children?
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm just such a positive person that I saw the gifts. You know, I always see the gift in the struggle, always, always, always. And, you know, that's the time that makes you grow. And I just saw how all of us, you know, I saw what I was teaching my children. I saw that I was teaching them, okay, mom is really kind of being a martyr here and giving up so much of my life. Who who I am, what my gifts are, because I wanted to empower all of them. And then I realized I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm showing them to give up so much of your life for someone else. And is that really what I want to be teaching them? And of course, you know, that didn't go over so well
right.
when I started transitioning. But I knew in the end, you know, that they would come to a point of understanding. And I really believe, you know, a few years down the line, they see things from such a different environment or a different angle, uh-huh. different perspective. Now that my oldest two are actually out in the world,
uh-huh.
The independence that I show them, I think that they've really benefited from as well.
Wonderful. So I love this analogy of you flipped the boat. You ended the marriage. You broke up that family unit as it had been structured for so many years. You flipped the boat, and your children had to deal with it. Tell us what happened next.
Well, I love this analogy that I would flip the boat, because that's really what it felt like. It was like I flipped the boat. Everyone was like, what is going on? You know, in the water, struggling.
Right.
You know, and then I would say, okay, count heads. Everybody's heads up off water. And as I would continue my self journey, you know, exploring, you know, it was amazing. And once I opened myself up to it, oh my goodness, you know, the universe just brought it on. And I did a trip to Hawaii to visit family here.
Uh-huh.
And I connected with a teacher who soon became my next teacher to study under. And I ended up being so drawn to here, I just literally ended up moving here.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't know why, really. I didn't know how long. I just knew that that's where my soul was dragging me at the time. My higher self was definitely saying, you need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I know that I needed to be here to meet certain people, to interact on certain ventures. So many reasons. But, you know, yeah, then so that was the next step. Okay, well, by the way, kids, I think I'm moving to Hawaii for a while. Would you like to go?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I always treated them with respect and honored their decisions and listened to their voice in the whole process. And I hope that that was a gift that I gave them.
Right.
To know that, you know, I value your opinion and I respect your desires, and you have a voice in this. You have a voice in your life mm-hmm. as well.
And we're not talking about three-year-olds, mind you. All your children were teenagers at the time, right?
Yeah, they were. I had, close to being teenagers or teenagers,
right.
Yeah. So,
right.
And they were all to the place where I felt, you know, they're wise souls. And the more respect that I treated them with, then, you know, the more that I felt that they owned in that situation.
Uh-huh.
So
did they choose to come to Hawaii, or did they choose to stay in Scottsdale?
They did not. Yeah, the oldest one actually was leaving for college about the same time I was coming with my suitcase and camera, and actually brought my car
uh-huh.
to Hawaii with me for my unknown journey.
Uh-huh.
And the first one was embarking for college at that time. The other two were still in school, and so they chose to stay with their father.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that in and itself was a huge gift as well, because, you know, I am very close to my children. I have spent, you know, their full time with them since they were born.
Right.
And, you know, I said, you know, this is your opportunity now to have this different relationship with your father. And I can see now that what a huge gift it was to let me go out and start exploring myself and developing my career
uh-huh.
and to let them have this new relationship with their father as well.
Wow. So, okay, so you flipped the boat again. Have your children learned to swim?
I tell you, they are great swimmers.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and what a great gift, right? Because even when they're, and I'm not going to tell you it was easy, and I'm not going to tell you that they were happy, and
right.
you know, teenagers, and, you know, they think that they know what they know, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And they're not afraid to tell you.
Yeah, they're not. Yes, I've got two teenage boys.
And but good for them, right?
Yes.
You know, they're learning to speak their voice to, but it's, you know, kind of like kicking those little baby birds out of the nest sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to each one of them, I would not be doing what I'm doing at each moment had I knew you weren't ready for it.
Uh-huh.
And I think that they truly trusted me enough, you know, to feel confident about that. And how could they argue with that when I'm telling them, you know, you're good, go, do your thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think it actually was a very, very empowering There's actually a story in the book that I tell about my middle daughter. When she was graduating from high school, she came up in front of about 300 or 400 people and gave a speech. And she went on to tell how, you know, the last 2 years of her life had been something she had never imagined would ever happen in her life. And she went on to say, after many tears, mm-hmm. I can now say to you, Mom, thank you. You know, because I know I'm prepared to go out into the world. I know that I can make my choices, and I'm better prepared to go out and be an adventurer in my own life.
Wow. That's very powerful. You know, with children, I think that it's a real balancing act as a parent, taking care of their needs and taking care of our own needs. And I think inherent in your story is some underlying belief and trust that the universe would not have put you on this journey if your children weren't ready for this journey, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that everything has a positive ripple effect when we're listening to our authentic voice, that even if it creates discomfort for others, that it ultimately kind of has this ripple effect that's positive. And your story demonstrates that, you know, that your children are thriving and you made this choice that was probably one of the most difficult choices a mother could make.
Yes, absolutely. And then all the judgment
Oh, right.
That comes with that from, you know,
absolutely.
The rest of the world, I will say.
So
many times I felt, really on my own with that. And that's tough. You know, the book goes on to say, you know, how first, you know, your family is not embracing it. And then your friends start to kind of look at you and mm-hmm. judge you and, you know, communities across the board. Because, you know, when you're a pioneer like that, it's just, you know, you're breaking new ground. And I was just so strong in what I was doing. I just had to say, and that's actually one of the chapters, even if no one else understands, I know this is right. And I know I'm doing this not just for myself, but for so many others to lead the way.
Right. And Alita, you are. This is a fabulous story. And I want to hear more about your philosophy of how to help people through difficult times, how to listen to that soul's whisper so it doesn't have to scream at us, and how to step into authenticity and wholeness when we return in just a few moments.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Thank you. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, and Cable Radio Network across the United States. We're speaking today with Angela Bushman. She's the author of A Soul's Journey Home. It's a beautiful book, and she's got some great insight into how to listen to our soul's calling, if you will, our inner voice, our true inner voice that's connected with, you know, source, with wisdom. And Angela, what kind of insights do you have to share with our listeners about how to listen to that voice when it's whispering as opposed to screaming?
Open yourself up, you know, be ready for it. It's always there, and your higher self knows, you know, it's always there knocking on your door, but you have to answer it. You have to show up. You have to show up and be open. And the biggest step, I think, is just stepping beyond fear of doing that. That in and of itself is just, that's where you got to be for anything else to come in, for anything else to start shifting. And then what you can do is start to choose your channels. You know, choose the ways that you will start to receive your messages, a language that you're comfortable in. It's interesting because, you know, sometimes I'll say I do astrology, numerology, you know, so many different, I've studied all the modalities, and it's great because now I'll have some people that just think, oh, I can't speak to you if you do astrology for some reason. That's just a block for them, right? So I don't say that I just use a different language. So everyone's going to have a language that they're comfortable with, whether it's through books, you know, receiving your messages through coaches, through so many different modalities. So find what you're comfortable with, and then don't be afraid of seeing what happens.
Right, right. So,
receive it.
So you talk about choosing your channel, and I love that. I love that because, you know, channel. We all channel. I think that people don't recognize that channeling is something that's ongoing. It's that gut feeling, that that sense, that dream, that overheard conversation that really speaks to our knowingness about something. And I think that the more we recognize that we're actually receiving the messages, the more messages we get. But that's great because I think that if you can say, okay, well, I'm, you know, universe, send me some wisdom through books or guide me to the right teacher, or, you know, I'm willing to listen on my commute, you know, through songs or whatever, songs on the radio. That's fabulous because then the universe knows, okay, this person's willing to accept guidance through this channel. That's fabulous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Set up your system. You're going to create your system, and that's how you're going to start making yourself pay attention. It's like you have a specific thing that you're going to start looking at or utilizing, and the universe will utilize that to send you the messages. Everything, I mean, I love that someone called me the right now teacher because it was interesting. At one point, I kind of get into, I wanted to study past life and future life and all that stuff, and my teacher said, we don't need to because everything you need to know is brought to you right now in this second.
Right.
And it's so true. I mean, everything that happens to you is a reflection of what you need to know in that moment. And that's all you need to know to create your next moment, to go forward. If you're, you know, it's great to look back, to look forward, but, you know, you have to do that with glimpses, and then you have to be in the moment because every moment is an opportunity. Every moment is a lesson. Every moment is a message. And to me, it's like it became a game. Became a game with me. Uh-huh. I would get up in the morning. I'm so excited. I have no idea what's going to happen today. Uh-huh. But I am. It's like an interactive game. That's what I call it. but what is going to happen? Because everything is going to have meaning, and something's going to happen, and I'm going to try to understand what that meaning is. And that this was my pursuit, right, for so many years of trying to understand all these different systems. And now what I really do when I do my coaching is, you know, I can use all these different systems to help people understand, you know, how to tune back into their own voice. And I don't really do, you know, what I would say is psychic work, because I want to teach people how to fish, right, and not just give them the fish.
Right.
And about how to, yes, how to, I don't, and I even say I don't take clients long term, you know, because I don't want codependence. I want to teach you to be independent. I want to teach empowerment, teaching you to take your power back and how to create your life and to make your life as amazing as it can be. And I'm telling you, it can be amazing if you can just show up in this fearless soul and start to really interact. That's really the biggest step.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Angela, because that's the way I am with my energy healing practice as well. The sessions are, you know, short term, and it's about empowerment. And I think that so many people on their spiritual paths get the sense that they need to have like a guru, a teacher that, you know, is going to empower them, that's going to give them the right to move forward in a particular way, as opposed to taking the power within themselves and saying, yes, I need to go see a coach or a healer or a teacher, and then move forward in their lives as, you know, they're stepping into their wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I'll ask everybody their opinion because I want to know. I'm just curious, you know, and it's funny because actually a healer met me one day and she just laughed at me and she goes, you're going to ask everybody, then you're not going to listen to anybody. Well, that's really good, right? Because it means I'm listening to my own guidance. And sometimes by, you know, I found that I could help define myself more in a way by if I would listen to someone else, but they were doing something maybe their tools or their program or whatever, I would say, okay, what of that resonates with me? You know, I don't have to duplicate myself and be them. That's
right.
Them. And their gift and their uniqueness. And I know I'm not exactly like them. So it's like I would say, okay, that works for them, but that doesn't really fit. It's like trying on all these different clothes. You know,
right.
Does this work? I don't think so.
Right.
And so the more getting to the authentic life, right, and that's just what life is all about, is finally getting to that place where you're so comfortable with who you are, that and understanding it at the deepest level, that your gifts truly start to really come out. And it's life-changing because you're so comfortable, confident, and honoring who you are that you can let so much of the other stuff go, you know, judgment and all of that stuff.
And, you know, you talked about enduring the judgment of friends and, you know, peers in your community about, you know, some of the choices you made. But isn't judgment really self-judgment? And you know, how do you not take on somebody else's judgment?
Yeah, you're right, exactly right. It's about owning all your pieces, right, and honoring all the pieces. And, you know, saying, you know, this is me and I value it. You know, I talk in the book about, you know, there were so many pieces of me that I wasn't valuing, you know, the feminine energy.
Right.
I'm very strong feminine energy. You know, I'm here to be a way shower, I guess you would say, in this whole feminine, divine feminine energy rising. And not to say it's going to become more than the male, as I'm sure you know, but just for the listener's sake, you know, the balancing of the energies, the male and the female energy is what we're really going through now. And, you know, yeah, just claiming all those pieces, which was part of the whole tunnel, kind of the more beginning process of what am I not valuing within myself? What am I not honoring? What am I not? And then, so, of course, when you're not doing those things, you're judging them, right? You're not owning them.
Right. And if others are judging us, the only way it can affect us is if we're judging ourselves, correct?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So,
and what starts happening is, you know, you start pushing everybody else out of the box, you know? So, everybody.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as you start to walk in your truth, then others, you know, you rock the boat, right? And all of a sudden, people have to, others start to take a look at themselves. Well, wait a minute, she did all this stuff, and she's really happy, and here I am, and now, you know, and that makes people uncomfortable, You know, so, but I like that. I mean, I think that that's what growth is all about. It's kind of like rocking the boat a little bit, right? Uh-huh. People get a little too complacent. And so maybe I'm just a bit of a pot stirrer, but I'm not afraid to go there. And I think that anybody willing to take that journey is just very well rewarded.
That's interesting that you would make other people uncomfortable with their own choices. That says a lot, because people often aren't willing to face their stuff. And I put myself in that category, too. You know, I think all of us as individuals, we go through this process of, you know, pushing a lot of things away, not accepting our own inner discomfort, and having to face that, having it reflected back in through somebody else's life. That's very powerful. And I'm sure you made plenty of people uncomfortable.
It's kind of like, you know, that's, I think, what a coach does, you know, really is, you know, helps everybody see, you know, the potential that uh-huh. we all can step into, you know. And, you know, really as a teacher, I mean, really my only goal is to live my life authentically,
right.
you know, and to do whatever work that leads to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, when you're different, and I definitely define myself as being different and uh-huh. actually love that.
Right.
It's not an easy thing, you know, because I think, you know, we just want to sometimes be normal or, you know, be in the crowd or whatever.
Sure.
And I guess I tried that and it just didn't work for me.
Yeah. And I think that there are a lot of people who are still in the crowd who feel uncomfortable. And it's great that you are a shining example. Now, Angela, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can go to my website, AngelaBushman.com. You can get there that way, or you can also get there, shine-your-light.com.
I love
that. And, yeah.
Shine your light.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, as I continued on my journey and I kept a diary for a long time, a lot of my diary is actually in the book.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just the little things that kept coming through, and it was all about shining, you know, not being afraid to shine. Why are you hiding yourself? It's time to be authentic.
Yes.
So that just kind of rolled out as my business name when I created it a few years ago. And it's really just fitting, you know. It's about teaching people, you know, to be brave enough to own their uniqueness, their beauty, because that's what it is. It's uh-huh. not making you different. It's making you unique. And that's your beauty.
Right. And, you know, when we come back, Angela, I'm going to want you to talk about how many people are truly afraid of shining brightly and ask why. Why do you think that is? We're going to be back in just a few moments here on Transformation Talk Radio and the Christine Upchurch Show.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field or aura surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that that individual needs. They won't be sharing this story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thing, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thing, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at Wellness One. That's WellnessOne.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Tune in each Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW AM 1150 for an amazing hit show, The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey. Your life will be transformed forever. For more information about Christine, go to StellarReflections.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm speaking to Angela Bushman right now, author of A Soul's Journey Home. It's a fabulous book, and it had me engaged, and I actually stayed up way too late reading it because I was having such a good time. But before the break, Angela, you and I were talking about people shining their light, and I think that many of us actually have some fear associated with, you know, owning our gifts and shining them brightly. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Fear. I think it's fear. Am I not good enough? What will people say?
Right.
What if I make a mistake?
Uh-huh.
The answers to that are probably, all fear-based, really, right?
Sure.
And probably endless. You know, it's interesting because sometimes I do little polls as I'm writing. I'm actually writing the workbook right now to this Soul's Journey Home.
Oh, wonderful.
So that people, can start to do their own little guided exploration journey through this that will also be developed into a workshop, as well as my speaking engagements will be based off of this platform, the same platform. But, I think most of it is just fear. You know, what if I do something wrong? What if I make a fool of myself? You know, And you have to make the shift of, okay, let's just explore. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. And the benefits of stepping across that line and just trying something, with that beginner's mind, and no fear and no worries, the benefits are just huge.
Right. I think on the break I was talking to you about how, when I went from the Authenticity Rising show to creating my own show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat, who's, Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show, she was coaching me. She said, we really need you to name your show, the Christine Upchurch Show, or have it in the name, because it's really, really important to sort of brand yourself because you offer all these amazing gifts. And I'm thinking, ooh, I'm not comfortable with that. And it was interesting for me because as I went through this process of thinking about naming it after myself, I had to face those shadows of who do you think you are? And really, should you be naming a show after yourself? And on and on. And it made me recognize that despite the fact that I've taught internationally and I've spoken in front of hundreds of people and been on the radio in front of thousands of people across the North America, I'm worried about shining too brightly. And it was a great lesson for me. And the discomfort is really helpful to get through.
Yeah, it is. It's just a whole growing process. And, once you step into your flow of it, the whole ego just really lets go, doesn't it?
It does.
And, so once you get into your flow and it just becomes such pure joy and passion, your work, you just let go of all the fear and all the worry and you just you know, you shine, whether you're trying to shine or not, because you're just in your element and finding that flow, finding that groove, and just letting go to take that beautiful ride down the mountain, you know, riding that wave, riding that. It's just, that's it. That's what you're looking for.
And it feels so good, doesn't it, to be sort of stepping forward in our soul's journey?
It does. Yeah. Amazing.
So
it's amazing. You know, it was interesting because I just wrote a little article the other day about being in your flow, how much energy you get from it, how much it just feeds you. It lets all that ego stuff fall away, you know, all that fear. And you know, don't you? You know when you're in your flow and you know when you're not.
Right. Right. And that flow I think of as just, you know, being open to that connection to source, which from my perspective, that's really what our authentic self is. It's allowing source to speak through us in our unique body, you know, personality. And so that feels so good. And I think everybody's had that experience where they've just sort of lost track of time. But many people have a hard time getting to that on a regular basis. What do you suggest people do to get there?
Yeah, interesting question. You know, we all can go into that kind of meditative state, right? Uh-huh. Where you're just kind of like dream walking, I call it. You know, people have said that to me, you're a dream walker. And I know sometimes trying to stay here grounded more is more the challenge.
Sure.
But, you know, do you know what it feels like to have a daydream? You know, you just kind of get connected into that flow. And then, you know, it's that feeling. It's almost like you're floating, isn't it? And you're almost like more the observer sometimes, right? You're not there judging. You're just kind of, it's happening so spontaneous.
Right.
So every one of us has had that experience in one way or another. And just with me using those words, maybe that helps people to understand how they'll get to that experience. With me, it's movement.
Uh-huh.
I can, sometimes when I'm not moving, when I go for a walk, oh my goodness, I come home and I've just totally opened up. You know, I've connected with nature.
Right.
I've got my energy running and the ideas are pouring in so fast. The information's pouring in so fast when I'm walking.
Uh-huh.
Like I just get home as fast as I can and start, you know, trying to stay connected to that higher self that's bringing through all that information at the time. Everybody's going to have their own way. And that's part of the joy of learning who you are and learning what works for you. It's not right. There's no one right answer for everybody. And that's what makes the exploration part. It's your job. It's your journey. And it's your joy. And it's your, I don't want to say duty, but really, you know, that's what you're here to do, is to bring out all the best of you and to connect to the higher self and to walk in that.
Beautiful. So if you had like a minute to tell people what you'd like them to do, what you would like them to inspire them to do, what would it be?
Don't put the value back in yourself. Put the focus back on yourself. That's not a selfish thing. It's actually you tuning into your gift to the world, and it's actually your best gift that you can give the world, is to really get back to yourself.
Hmm. So the focus is on focusing on ourselves is not selfish. It's
absolutely not. It's
not out of balance with, you know, what we have to offer to our family, our friends, our community, and to the world. And I think that many people are really confused by that.
But that's where the change begins. You know, you're not responsible for changing another single person in this world. You're only responsible for changing yourself.
Yes, and people would rather change the circumstances and the people around them than actually look within sometimes. But really,
but we don't have the power to do that. But when you have the power to change yourself, you will see the ripple effect happen, and that's what will end up. And so that's where you start, by working on yourself, by working on who you want to be and how you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create the rest of your world.
Yes, wonderful. Now, Angela, can you remind people again how to get in touch with you and talk a little bit about the services that you offer?
Yes. Again, AngelaBushman.com or shine-your-light.com. I offer individual coaching. I'm actually in the process of writing my workbook right now, so I'm not doing any workshops at the moment. They will start probably in the fall. And I actually have gotten into painting. I'm doing very high energy painting that is going to start to be produced throughout my, weaved into my products in the future. So start looking for that. I've got originals out there right now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you've also got a Facebook page, correct?
I do. Join in there. It's a great conversation. You'll stay updated. You can go to my website, get onto my newsletters, because then you will definitely be getting the information. You know, Facebook, not always getting all the information, but get on the newsletter, and you will be in the know.
That's great. And I love looking at your blogs and your, you know, Facebook postings as well, because you often will just share something inspirational, and it's wonderful, you know, just because oftentimes these days we live such busy lives, I think getting little tidbits of information can be very helpful because we can have that within us. But, you know, Angela, I love your book, A Soul's Journey Home. I encourage all the listeners to pick it up if you're so inclined, because it's a wonderful read with wonderful message within it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for those of you listening, I wanted to share some information about some local events I've got coming up here. I'm going to be appearing at the Northwest Women's Show on March 3rd with Dr. Pat and some other wonderful hosts from Transformation Talk Radio. Also, March 16th, in my Evolution into Wholeness series at my center, this is the class that people have been asking for a very long time, the Vibration of Abundance. I look at the Vibration of Abundance a little differently than some people, and I've got some insights that many find to be quite helpful. If you want more information, go to stellarreflections.com. Also, you can find me on Stellar Reflections Facebook page and the Christine Upchurch Show Facebook page. Also have a Stellar Reflections YouTube channel. Also, please check out the article, the cover story article in New Spirit Journal this month, newspiritjournal.com, or pick up a paper at your local PCC or wherever else, you know, East West Books. And check out information about the 111 activation and a little bit about my journey as well there on the front page. Next week, got a panel of healers discussing the nature of healing and transformation, how tapping into subtle energy can lead everyone to very obvious healing and transformation. Thanks for joining me this week. Hope to have you here next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix
of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.